This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Lebanese media report that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 the day before. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. National Security Agency said on Wednesday that Iranian cyber attackers tried to pass on non-public materials stolen from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign to people involved in President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. A joint statement issued by the FBI and two intelligence agencies said Iranian malicious cyber actors have also sent the material to U.S. news outlets. The agency said the plot is part of Iran's continued efforts to stoke discord and undermine confidence in the upcoming November presidential and congressional elections. President Biden withdrew from the race in late July and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. This is VOA News. Vice President Harris told a group of congressional Hispanic leaders Wednesday there is a better way to solve the problem of undocumented immigration than that proposed by Donald Trump.
And together, CHC, we must also reform our broken immigration system and protect our dreamers and understand we can do both. Create an earned pathway to citizenship and ensure our border is secure. We can do both, and we must do both.
Trump has promised to carry out a policy of mass deportation of undocumented immigrants if he is reelected in November. Harris denounced those plans as extremist. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday rejected a bill to fund the federal government that also included a provision requiring new voters to provide proof of citizenship. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
The legislation that failed would have linked temporary government funding with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure. Earlier in the day, Johnson spoke to reporters advocating in favor of the bill.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election, they could throw the majority of the House, it could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff, and that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
Lawmakers need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a partial shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Gisele Pellico, the French woman who was drugged and raped by dozens of men recruited by her former husband, called the men standing trial degenerates on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
Dominique Pellico and 50 other men stand accused of drugging and raping Gisele over nearly a decade, including recording and disseminating sexual images. The case has also triggered protests across France in support of Gisele, who has become a symbol of the fight against sexual violence. On Tuesday, Dominique admitted to orchestrating the mass rape of his then-wife, saying, "I am a rapist," before asking for forgiveness and expressing hope to ultimately win back his former partner. Gisele Pellico insisted on a public trial in an attempt to expose her former husband and the other men. Her lawyer, Stéphane Babonneau, said on Wednesday that Pellico's desire for a public trial was a challenge, but it was a challenge that's as important as the stakes.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma Gell. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on VOAnews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.